to lunch and catching up on things. And, man, your life, you talk about living the dream, man. That's why I love being around you. You just, you exude that.
Man, I appreciate it. I mean, seriously, life has changed the last 2 years. And I feel like I'm not the same. I'm the same person, but I've evolved into, you know, more of what's on the inside of me. And that's in my music. And this whole going on, man, we've just been touring. We've been all over the country. We've been meeting fans. We've been out there living the dream. And honestly, there's nothing like it. It's given me... I'm just glad to be alive. It gives me a reason to live, you know?
Well, you've got some exciting news, and I want you to know we posted on Facebook that you're going to be here today and wanted to take a couple of questions off Facebook.
Yeah.
And so we grabbed a couple. Now, Joanne wants to know what you're doing now and who are you touring with, and there's some exciting stuff there.
Well, we're in the studio right now making the second album, and actually we're getting ready. This week is my first show this Saturday with Taylor Swift. And so we're touring with Taylor Swift this year, and man, it doesn't get any gooder than that. I know it's not a word, but it's not any gooder than that. You know, I mean, life is fun.
Now, Taylor does some pretty big venues, but you're gooder than the regular, like the Pepsi Center venues. You're gooder because you're doing some of these stadium shows.
Yeah, we're doing some stadium shows on the East Coast. We're hitting Canada. We're hitting Pittsburgh. I mean, we're hitting Atlanta. I mean, we're all over the map. But I mean, can you believe it? I mean, we're doing four consecutive shows in Newark, New Jersey. I mean, four consecutive. The girl is amazing. And you know, the best part about it is that I got to meet her. And she's the sweetest, kindest girl I've ever met. My heart really was like opened up to her, and I really enjoyed being around her.
Yeah, very genuine. I've got to meet her with my daughters, my three daughters, actually, this past tour when she was in Colorado. And you really get the sense, you know, you talk to her for 5-10 minutes, and you get the sense that she is so genuine and grounded.
Absolutely.
Really grounded.
And that's the thing, because when you go to meet someone of her stature, the automatic thought I know that came to my mind is like, wow, I wonder how she's going to be. You just don't know. So you're kind of like, what is it going to be like? I hope it's good. And it was better than good. It was amazing. I mean, literally, her heart shines through her smile and her face, and it's real.
Yeah, so that's going to be quite the amazing tour. Stadium, you're talking about 50,000 people or so. You've got some new music you're going to be debuting on this tour. Mm-hmm. And that we've got a little surprise this afternoon as well we're going to talk about in a bit. Alexis wants to know, what made you pursue singing, especially country music?
And, you know, we just talked about this in the car, which is funny. You know, I grew up listening to Motown. I grew up listening to soul, listening to gospel, and listening to country music. And you know, when Randy Travis was the one who put the bug in my ear, he said, listen, you should do country music. I've always loved country music, but I never didn't know how it would mix, you know, because I'm a soulful singer. But I love the fact that he put that seed in my mind, because I love, you know, my goal is to bring the soul and the country together. I love what country music talks about. I love the lyrics. I love where you can take it. I love that there's no facade in country music. Like, for me, I don't like to be fake. I don't like to be fake. I'm not saying other genres are fake, but I'm just saying there's a lot of fakeness in this world, and I feel like in country music there's a lot of realness. We just did CMA Fest, and I mean, think about that. I mean, all the fans, we have this huge festival where we just meet with the fans, we love on them, we take pictures with them, we just hang with them. And that's what country music is all about. And I want to be associated with that.
And it's genuine. You know, real stories, real people, real life, and real love for the fans. I love it.
Absolutely.
Okay, Andrea wants to know what motivates you to do what you do each and every day.
Oh, man. You know, it's the drive and it's the passion. Even if people, you know, because I did it before I went on American Idol. I did it before I was a country recording artist. It was the drive and passion that I had for music. I love doing music. I mean, I really do. You couldn't stop. Even if no one paid attention, I would still do music.
Yeah, it's been a moving force in life. Like
it
you
is.
Said, you grew up with all those genres that were, you know, you're talking about soul music.
Yeah.
We were talking about this on the way over. What's going on? Marvin Gaye.
Yes, Marvin Gaye.
A defining album about our social situation, environmental situation, way back when in the 70s. Music that really has changed the way people act and behave.
Absolutely.
And to maybe move in the direction of doing the right thing.
And it's a serious truth. And I even see that with country music. Do you notice that? I feel like you can state your point. Country music is so broad. It's so like expanded. You could talk about every single issue that's current, but you could talk about it and you could talk about having fun with it. You can kind of make fun of the issues. And it's just lighthearted, but yet people's hearts gravitate to it because there's heart in country music. And man, I'll be honest. I wanna bring that soul and that kind of message in my music. You know what I mean?
And you have the voice to pull it off. That's the amazing thing.
I appreciate that.
And there's not many voices like that. Danny Gokey in the studio with us at KCCY. Chris Brooks here. And we were talking about that soul aspect and a mutual friend that you actually go to church with. And
yes.
That would be Gary from Rascal Flatts. You guys have some cool things going.
Yeah, Gary LaVox, he is a great guy. And you know, we end up, you know, I was born and raised in church. A lot of country stars are. A lot of singers are. So, you know, we go back to our roots. And, you know, me and Gary ended up going to the same church. And Gary LaVox and his wife have been huge supporters of my organization, Sophia's Heart. And he has put his money where his mouth is. And you know, speaking of, we're doing a cruise pretty soon here. So we have some pretty big announcements. Nothing is completely set in stone yet. But
we'll keep you up to date when the details come.
But it's amazing to see how much he has stood behind the cause. And even more, I just did a fashion show during CMA Fest. More and more artists are hearing about what's going on at Sophia's Heart, how we're taking in homeless families, how I was given an $8 million facility for free. And we're doing music and arts. And we're getting ready to expand to more homeless families. And the artists are jumping on, and this cruise will be a big country cruise, lots of fun, and it's going to raise money for the organization.
And for those who don't know, Sophia, your late wife, Sophia's Heart, last time you were here, we spoke about how that really came together, and you're one of those guys that walks the walk, because you have causes that you're passionate about in your life, and now you're afforded the opportunity to bring those to fruition with your career and your voice. And it's amazing to me. A lot of artists do great things, and that, another beauty of country music, by
Absolutely.
The way. But man, your cause, something that really comes from inside of you. It's not something you're attaching to. It's yours.
And it's so interesting because, you know, we don't know where life's going to take us. We don't know where we're going to go, but we just have to get up every morning and just, like, man, I just got to make the best of it. And it's interesting to see how my life has changed, how I got onto American Idol, how I'm in a music career, and then how a guy walks up to me in Nashville, Tennessee, and gives me an $8 million facility for free. And we take in our first homeless family. We have kids now in our music and arts programs. We're redoing the facility. This is a passion of mine. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like I'm in a new place in my life. We just took a photo shoot, and I'm getting a lot of great response on the photo shoot. You know, I'm coming out with a new, it's like I feel like I'm evolving more. I'm hitting more of the edgier, sexier side of me. And
yeah, you're buff, dude.
I've been in the gym working out. I'm ready to start seeing other people, you know, stuff like that. And so it's like I'm in a new place. I'm ready to do music, and I'm ready to make people happy, you know.
Well, you're making us happy here today. We have just something I'm so excited about. Not too many times. I've been doing radio a long time. Not too many times in your career do you get a chance to get an artist like yourself and be the first station in the country to play that brand new single. And we happen to be your first stop on your radio tour introduce country radio to the single.
Yep.
And we're going to play it today.
Yes.
So I know you've got a base of, 136,000 plus?
Yeah.
And you tweeted today.
On Twitter, I have 136,000. Followers, and on my Facebook, 190,000 Facebook, and I don't know how many I have on MySpace, but you know, you can follow me Twitter at Danny Gokey or Facebook Danny Gokey Official. I love tweeting funny things. I love keeping the fans updated about my life and tweeting random thoughts. So, and it's entertaining. I tweet videos and stuff. So beware if you follow me. But there's a picture of my most recent photo shoot that people might want to see. I've been getting a lot of good response on that one.
Good stuff. Could you share the tweet you did this morning? You told us about
it. Let me pull it. So I tweeted this morning. Let me find it here. I'm sorry. This might take a second. Sometimes I have a hard time remembering my tweets. I basically said, I got to remember it. So I said, this is what I said. I said, okay, so.
I know, I totally
do you know
put you on this
you have,
you put,
I can't find it in my Twitter feed because I don't memorize these things. Sorry, guys.
It is a revenge factor on this one, though. I love it.
If I get it, we can talk about something else until I get it. But here we go. Okay, here we go. This is what I tweeted this morning. I got a lot of response on this one. Every time a bird poops on my car, I eat a plate of scrambled eggs on my balcony just to show them what I'm capable of doing.
That's good. So you're going to get
birds.
Some good entertainment value. And you really, dude, you've been getting healthy, not that you weren't before, and hitting the gym. And you're getting tours like the biggest tours on the world.
Taylor Swift. Yeah, hitting that. Man, I just got to tell you, I'm in a new place. You know, the thing is, a lot of people knew me in the story, you know, for the tragedy. And that's good, but I'm able to pick up and I'm able to enjoy life again. And I'm seeing life in a new place. And I feel like, you know, I when I was at CMA Fest, I did an interview with a radio station. And one lady's like, she heard that I was like, you know, now starting to do dating. And she saw that I'm kind of doing my look over again. And she's like, man, I'm so happy for you. I just didn't know if you're ever going to get over it. And I'm like, man, I don't want people thinking that. I mean, we go through and I'll never forget because it's such an important piece of my life. But at the same time, there's so many more good things ahead. You know what I mean? I'm going to be reunited in heaven with my wife. But at this point, my wife wants me to live to the fullest. And so I'm going to go out there, meet people, and do a lot of great things.
And respectfully, in your wife's name, you're doing so many good things for so many people. It really raising the bar.
And can I say, it's And it's the thing, like, this is why I love country music too, because it's not fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to do this. You know, I know some people, I'm not sure how they take me because I'm a CEO of this organization that I founded in my wife's name. We have a huge facility now in Nashville and we're doing programs in Milwaukee. This is real. I'm not doing this to be cute. My parents raised me to help people. You know what I mean? I think it's okay to be an artist and be out there just working the stage, but at the same time, helping people from a sincere place of your heart, you know?
Well, let's talk about the new single, speaking of heart.
Yes.
Secondhand Heart. I had the opportunity of hearing it very loudly. Thank you, man. On the way back from lunch. And I got to tell you, your vocals, we were talking about soul music earlier.
Yeah.
You are one of the more soulful singers in country music.
Appreciate
you've got
that.
The range. And at the same time, you've got this depth and this soul to your voice. That you got that little gritty undertone to it as well. And it really shines in Secondhand Heart, the brand new song. What's the song about?
Okay, so, you know, when I went back to my label and we started talking about coming up with new songs, I said, listen, my goal in country music is to bring my DNA to it, and which is the soul aspect. I love the country instrumentation. I love the storytelling. I love all that stuff. But I said, let me bring what Danny Gokey brings to it. I don't want to be like anyone else. You know, that's not the goal in country music. You want to be unique. And so my label's like, they totally agree with it, that we could bring out a little more soul. And so anyway, we went to go pick a song, and I found this song called Secondhand Heart that I really like. I've been writing a lot, but this song, it talks about how we get into relationships. You know, a lot of us have been in relationships and have been hurt. And it talks about how, you know, the guy says, listen, you know, I'm a little used up. I'm tattered at the seams, but there's still enough of me to be the man you'll need, you know? And he's saying, I'm not flawless, I guess. I got scratches and dents, but I know I got scars on my innocence. But he says, I have a secondhand heart. It's a little banged up, but it's still beating strong enough to give a lot of good love. You know what I mean? So basically, you know, we've been in relationships where we get hurt, but it's not the end of it. Like, I'm ready to take this secondhand heart, you know, and give it to someone else. You know, I was in a relationship where my wife went to heaven early. But listen, and my heart was banged up by that, but I'm ready to get in another relationship and give my heart away again. And it's got a lot of good loving in it.
It's got a lot of good loving in Southern Colorado, the first time on the air on any radio station. And it's brand new Danny Gokey on Y96.